Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I am so glad that you've joined us for this online service this morning, or today, or whenever it is that you're watching. And so when we normally meet in the physical realm and we're together on a Sunday morning, one of the things that we do at the very beginning of the service is say good morning to the people that are near us. And so what I invite you to do right now, if you attend our normal services, to just close your eyes and imagine some of those people that sit near you. And if you don't normally attend our Sunday services, to just close your eyes and imagine in your mind's eye some of those people that you care about, the people that you love. And so what I invite you to do right now is to send those people some of your love. To send them that love and just let them be wrapped in that love. And to know that as you're doing that, you're actually sending them a blessing. And so send them a blessing. Hold them in the light. See them in their own authentic power and wholeness. And to recognize that as you are doing that, there is somebody else who is watching this online service and is doing the same thing for you, sending you their love and sending you their blessing. And what a blessing that is for all of us. And so as we begin our service today, I'm going to invite our practitioner, Ray Bunch, to come forward and do an evocation for us as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are. And then we're going to have our new famous in-house reader, Colleen Lynn, come forward and do a reading for us. And so I invite you just to begin to settle into yourself, to find that place within you of stillness, of silence, the part of you that is not affected by the outside world, but is just the essence of beingness itself.
So I just invite you to close your eyes if you're comfortable doing that, and to continue to collect your pieces of your life that float around. Sometimes seems like they're outside of us, but the truth is they're always inside. But sometimes you forget where they're at. Just bring them in. Acknowledge them as you recognize them. Acknowledge yourself as a shopper, a mother, a father, somebody that fixes cars, somebody that overhauls airplanes. Whatever it is, those are important elements of you. They serve society in a great way. But for right now, bring them here with us at the center of your beingness. And allow yourself to identify yourself as spirit, as pure spirit. And right now, I just declare that all that there is God. Pure spirit, pure love, manifestation, creation, knowledge, and energy all come from this source. And today, right here in this moment, We recognize and understand our roles are incredibly important, and our spiritual essence is a contribution to all that is, and that our life, though it may look small, is really very, very big. Just think of how many people touched your life that we're grateful for today when we talk about doctors and Indians and chiefs. I can't help but joke about stuff like that, but life is a wonderful thing to have, a wonderful thing to live, and a wonderful thing to experience. I bless this service. I bless everything that goes on today. I bless Jennifer and her wonderful ability to channel light and energy and intelligence into these videos. I bless Colleen and her ability to step up and take charge of the reading part of it. And I bless each and every one of you. And I bless all of mankind. I bless all the doctors, all the scientists, and all the inventors that are creating the vaccine that I know will cure this pandemic. So it's with that knowledge that I'm just eternally grateful, and I release this prayer into the law, and I say, so it is, and thank you.
My reading today is from Science of Mind magazine from March of 2020. Peace of mind comes from knowing your purpose in life and then fulfilling it. It comes from knowing you're making a difference in the world, that because you are alive, somehow things improve. Graduate student Taylor Thinkham decided to use her love of art and studies of holistic health to boost the mental health of people she will probably never meet. On various sidewalks in Minneapolis and St. Paul, she draws what she calls some mental breaks on sidewalks with chalk. The various drawings are designed to encourage people to pause for a moment of mindfulness. For example, one drawing asks passerbys to take a deep breath and remember what had made them laugh that day. Her hope is that someone who might be having a bad day or feeling stressed or down will in that moment have a moment of escape. Her mission is to promote mindfulness in a colorful, joyful, and public way and encourage others to do so. Both the acts of drawing the some mental breaks and taking part in them encourage mindfulness. The drawings watch wash away, which is intentional. She points out that people start to ignore things that they see every day. Given the 7.5 billion people who inhabit the planet, this effort may seem like a small one. But what if each of us, 7.5 billion, decided to make a positive impact in some small way? The combined goodness radiated could move the entirety of humanity and all in which we coexist into a deeper level of consciousness. Never underestimate the power of a small act. This movement has already spread to 8 states and 3 countries. Joyfully and in recognition of my oneness with all, I dedicate myself to raising the consciousness of humanity, knowing that all of my efforts have a vital impact. And so it is.
Thank you, both of you. Fabulous. Thank you. And so right now, I'm going to read our mission statement at Living Beyond Limits. And if you know it, you can say it along with me. It says, we are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that is really what we're up to here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity by attending services through the music and the readings and the talk and everything that goes on to actually awaken to the truth that, yes, spirit is always right where we are. That spirit surrounds us and envelops us, but it also expresses itself within us, that the very core essence of who we are is spirit here in form. And what happens is, as we come to recognize that and to know that, that means then that all of the qualities of spirit are already within us. The love and the wisdom and the intelligence and the peace and the good and the joy. Because once we recognize that all of those qualities are innate to our beingness, part of who we are, that then we have access to them all of the time, regardless of what is happening in the world or how people are behaving towards us. It puts us in a place of choice where we can choose to be love, or choose to stand in our wholeness, or choose to be in joy, even when we're locked in our homes during this time of pandemic and social or physical isolation. It puts us at a place of choice. And then, as we choose to bring forward those qualities of spirit in this world, we are actually acting as a beneficial presence in this world. And because we are part of a collective whole of consciousness of humanity, not just does that affect the people that we are in physical relationship with, but it affects the whole and it spreads out. And as we do that, we are consciously then participating in the evolution of spirit throughout humanity. And so I say thank you to every single one of you for walking this spiritual path, for bringing the presence of the divine into this world in a way that is beneficial and in a way that is healing and in a way that is helpful to everyone whom you are in contact with. And so, happy Memorial Day weekend to you all. You know, Memorial Day weekend to me always signifies the kickoff to summer. And so normally on Memorial weekend, as that kickoff to summer, we do so, celebrate it by having barbecues or going to picnics or spending time outdoors. And while this year you may not be actually going to the park with your extended family and having a picnic, or while you may not actually be spending time with friends having a barbecue in your backyard, it is still a cause for celebration, Memorial Day is. And so Memorial Day officially actually began in the year 1860. And it began on the tail of the Civil War. It was called Decorations Day. And Memorial Day was a day that people would throw flowers on the graves of those who had died during the war. And it became a holiday of celebrating and honoring all of those who had lost their lives at war. And so this Memorial Day, we actually honor those people. We are grateful for all of the people who have sacrificed for our country. And so thank you to all of those people. And so today, in honor of Memorial Day, I would like to also honor and give thanks to all of those people throughout history who have made a contribution, who have given of themselves to make this world a better place and to actually make our lives better. All of those throughout history who have contributed to making life itself better for all of us on this planet. For indeed, we are standing on the shoulders of many who have gone before us, standing on the shoulders of those who have paved the way and those who have raised that level of well-being for us. And so personally, myself, I am grateful to so many people, so many people whose shoulders I feel like I stand on and who have contributed to my life. And so one of those people is Thomas Edison. His creation of the light bulb, but beyond that even, he is the one that created the distribution of electricity. So today, I don't have to go to bed shortly after the sun sets. And today, I can vacuum my house, and I can listen to music. And it actually gives us the ability to record this service and then to distribute it to you, because without electricity, we couldn't do any of that. I am grateful to Benjamin Mahan, who created the water heater. Therefore, I don't have to heat water on my stove and go pour it into the bath in order to take a hot bath. I am very grateful to Teddy Roosevelt, who developed our national park system and set aside the most beautiful places in our country so that we can go and enjoy them and so that we can go to a place that actually feeds our souls. I am grateful to the suffragettes who worked tirelessly for decades so that I have the right to vote. I am grateful to Martin Luther King, who began and stood up for the right of people of color, who stood for social justice, which actually paved the way to have equality for everybody. It was the beginning of that movement. And I'm grateful to Ernest Holmes, the founder of this philosophy, because through that, I discovered that the nature of life and the nature of God is boundless good, and that I learned that there is a law that responds to my thinking and to my beliefs and has put me in a place of choice so that I can make my life better. And lastly, I'm so grateful to my grandma Margot, who actually believed in me and taught me that I could believe in myself. And so I think Memorial Day is the perfect time to memorialize those people who have made a positive impact in this world, who have made a positive impact in our own individual lives. It's also the perfect day to recognize that the nature of spirit is to unfold itself in ever greater and greater ways, to expand and to express throughout humanity. And to honor those individuals who played such a significant role in that unfolding of spirit, in that ever greater expansion of the divine. As spiritual beings, we have a need within us to experience our gratitude and appreciation. I think that what happens when we are in gratitude and appreciation, it reminds us of our connectedness with the whole. It reminds us of our immersion in this field, this presence, this principle of good itself. I've been reading a book called The Book of Joy by Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu and Douglas Abrams. And I'm really enjoying it. And one of the things that is said in this book, he says, gratitude is the recognition that of all that holds us in the web of life and all that has made it possible to have the life we have and the moment we are experiencing. Thanksgiving is a response to life and may be the only way we savor it. In our gratitude, we savor those things that are valuable and important to us. And so we have this need to be in a conscious awareness of our gratitude, to be consciously in that experience of good that is all around us and that fills our lives. And we have a need also to allow that good to unfold in us and through us. And that good, that expansion, that presence expresses itself in and through us as our own growth, as our own expansion, as our own ever becoming more and more and more of who we really are and who we are in potential. We have a need as spiritual beings to contribute, to make the world a better place. We have a need to be a beneficial presence in this world. And all of those things that we do, we're actually all of those inventions and all of the stands that people have made for evolution and things changing, all of that is a giving way to the divine. In gratitude, we recognize those blessings and we expand those blessings. And that, in turn, opens us up to experiencing even more good in this physical world. Eric Butterworth says, thanksgiving is not just a reactionary emotion, but it is also a causative energy. The grateful heart actually opens the flow and becomes an attractive force to draw to itself great things. Our gratitude draws more of the good to us and allows us to celebrate and to re-experience, the good that is already in our lives. And so my question to you is, to whom are you grateful? To whom are you grateful for contributions that they have made, either in your own individual life or in the world at large? Close your eyes for just a moment and think about that. To whom are you grateful for the contributions they have made in your life and in the world? And so what I invite you to do right now, actually, is to go ahead and put this video on pause for a moment and to write down, to create a list of those people to whom you are grateful, those people that have contributed to you and to your life in such a way that has made a difference. The title of my talk today is Leaving Breadcrumbs. Because certainly those people who have contributed to our lives have left breadcrumbs for us to follow. Because one of the things that happens when we recognize how grateful we are for those people is it inspires us to do good things. It inspires us to be tall shoulders for those who follow us. It inspires us to contribute. Being in recognition of the gratitude for all of those contributions in our life and all of those people inspires us to live with purpose. It inspires us to bring our best selves to life. It inspires us to be a good example for our children. And not just our children, but to be a good example for all of the people that we meet out in the world. It inspires us to care for the environment and to help people who are in need. And it inspires us to nurture healthy relationships. I know for me, when I was in my late 20s and doing therapy, I was actually inspired to create a change like that. And the decision that I made was that the dysfunctional relationships that I had witnessed of parents and grandparents and the whole family was that relationship dysfunction stopped with me. That I decided to have healthy communication and to take responsibility for my life and for my actions and for my experience. And as I did that, I changed my life, but it is an example for the other people around me. That is one of the things that I leave behind, the breadcrumbs that I leave, the legacy that I leave. And so recognizing and celebrating the shoulders of those who inspires us to be a benefit to humankind. And so I'd like to share some stories with you, short stories of people that who have made a difference, who have created a legacy for all of us that allow life to be different. One of them is Candy Leitner, who stood up against drunk driving. After her 13-year-old daughter was killed by a repeat DUI offender, Candy Leitner founded Mothers Against Drunk Driving in her home on March 7th, 1980. Before MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, listen to this, there was little or no legal consequence for driving while intoxicated. Her organization transformed American attitudes about drunk driving and successfully fought for stricter laws across the country. That is her legacy. Malala Yousafzai, Fight for Better Education for Women. Born in Pakistan, Malala learned early on about the importance of education from her father, a teacher at a girls' school. When the Taliban took over her town in 2008, they prohibited girls from going to school. Malala publicly spoke out against it and was shot in the left side of her head for standing up for what she believed in. After months of recovery and moving to the United Kingdom with her family, she refused to hide in fear. Instead, using her voice, she started the Malala Fund, a charity dedicated to ensuring every girl has the opportunity to go to school. At 17, she is the youngest person to ever receive the Nobel Peace Prize. And there is Irina Sendler. She freed Jews in Poland. When Nazi Germans invaded Warsaw in 1939, Sendler, a 29-year-old Polish social worker, offered frightened Jews food and shelter. She even pretended to be a nurse to get inside of the Warsaw ghetto, and working with the underground organization Zygota, and helped free 3,000 Jewish children. In 1943, she was arrested and tortured by the Nazis because she refused to give up any information about the rescues. And last that I'm going to mention is Lois Gibbs. She protected families from toxic waste. This 1970s housewife in Niagara Falls, New York, had two children with very rare illnesses. In fact, almost all of her neighbors in what is now called the Love Canal neighborhood also faced a serious medical problem. After learning that they lived next to 20,000 tons of toxic chemicals and that no organization existed to address this problem, Gibbs founded the Citizens Clearinghouse for Hazardous Waste, now known as the Center for Health and Environmental Justice. Thanks to her, more than 800 families were evacuated, and the cleanup of the Love Canal began. If it weren't for Gibbs, there would be no U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Superfund to clean up toxic sites around this country. That is her legacy, what she leaves as stepping stones for all of us. And so hearing those stories and recognizing the contribution that those people have made invites us to ask ourselves, what do I have to contribute? What can I bring to this world that not only makes my life better, that not only makes the life better of the people who are here now, but that actually will make the life better of those who follow, those who come after me, the next generation? What breadcrumbs will you leave? You know, we make choices moment by moment in how we behave, in what we say, in what we do. Sometimes we make a deliberate decision, like I did when I said the dysfunction stops with me. And sometimes it's just a reaction to what's going on inside of us. But most often, the changes that we make when we take a stand for something, it's because it's valuable and it's because something has been stirred inside of us. And so, we are called to make a difference in the things that call to us. And so my question is, what legacy will you leave? Think about that. And then choose to do that in your moment-to-moment decisions. And so my invitation to you this week is to stop grumbling about what isn't working and what you don't like, especially on this Memorial Day weekend, and focus instead on the gratitude for the amazing things that are filling your life, for the amazing things that are filling this world. Be in gratitude and honor and recognize all of the contributions that have been made in the past and that are still being made today to make all of our lives better. Celebrate and honor those people to whom you are grateful. Celebrate the good. And in turn, notice how rich and how full and how blessed your life feels to you. And in turn, you will automatically be drawing more of that good to you. So be a beneficial presence in this world. And think about the legacy that you want to leave. And then go out and live it. And as a result, you will be leaving breadcrumbs for those who come behind you to follow. You will be living with soul purpose, and you'll be living a life that is meaningful and rich and fulfilling to you. And so blessings to you on this path of self-discovery, on this path of discovering that divine presence that lives within you and expresses as your own spirit. Blessings to you on this path of discovering your way to be a beneficial presence in this world. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I do. I take my attention from this material realm and I turn to spirit. This realm of spirit that is everywhere present. I just can't see it all the time. But right now I see that realm of the divine. This realm of heaven that we are living in, where all of the gifts have already been made and are available, all of the love and all of the peace, all of the wisdom and insight and guidance and knowing and peace and joy, that we live in this realm of the absolute here, even while we are walking on planet Earth. And so I know that everywhere we go, in everything we do, we stand in this presence. We are here as representatives of that one. And so I know today there is something that stirs within each of us, something that is calling us and beckoning us to bring the gift of ourself to this world, to bring the gift of something greater and something more and something better and something more wonderful. And so those things that call to our hearts to take a stand, to be the light, are the call of the divine within us. For we have come here to express it in the most miraculous ways. And so I know today that as our hearts call to us, we are led and guided on this path, and that the way opens before us. For we are here as a blessing, and what a blessing it is to be of service. What a blessing it is to bring good into this world. What a blessing it is just to be living in an awareness of all of the good and an awareness of God everywhere present. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into that law of action, knowing that everything right now is conspiring and pulling together for our good and for the good of life itself, for the good of every person on this planet. And so we say yes to that. And we become participants in that. And so I release this prayer, and I say, and so it is. And so thank you so much for joining us for this online service. I wanted to let you know that this coming Thursday night at 7 p.m., we will be having a Zoom conference of spiritual practice and connection. So if you would like to join us, we would love to have you be there with us. It is such a lovely time of heart connection and getting to share with each other and do a little bit of introspection of what's important and what's leading us and different questions each week. If you are not on our email list, please send us your email address at livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com, and we will make sure that you get on that email list. I would like to just thank you also for your continued support of Living Beyond Limits. It allows us to continue to do services and to be ready when we come back together to do them in public. So thank you so much for that. I wanted to also let you know that we are still doing Ministry of Prayer. So if you have a prayer request, you can email it to that email address, or you can text or call or email Barbara Conant, our practitioner, and she will get that message out to all of us so that we can support you during the week in knowing that that particular good is coming into your life right now. And so until next week, have a fabulous week, and I will see you back here next week. Lots of love to you, and I so look forward to being back together in person. Love you. Bye.